This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Unlimited promise and potential. That just allows your mind to go a million different directions, doesn't it? When you think about North Dakota's unlimited promise and potential. Governor Doug Burgum made that the primary headline of his State of the State address last week. He'll join us in moments to recap that today on What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for him. We start the program with a guest today. Get right to that. And we'll have a little sandwich in between Governor Burgum and Senator Hovind, who will join us at the bottom of next hour to recap the President's State of the Union address. We have State of the State and State of the Union talk today on What's on Your Mind. How about that? That's right. Doing all that for you. And Senator Hovind is at the Briarcliff. That's that retreat that Republican members of the House and Senate are at. Yesterday, you may remember, Congressman Kevin Cramer chatting with us for the Talk Radio Town Hall on the phone while that train was involved in that collision with that garbage truck. I heard an excerpt of that interview, our interview from What's on Your Mind yesterday on the Today Show and on a number of national news organizations yesterday, because it was a first-hand account, obviously, of what was happening. But quite the day yesterday as well as that all unfolded. So, and Andy Rickoff's out at the Super Bowl. We're going to check in the Twin Cities, so we have a lot to do today on What's on Your Mind, starting first, as I mentioned, with Governor Doug Burgum. Calls, questions, comments, always welcome. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, or you can text Todd or I, 367-2054 for me, or 226-8503 for Todd. And also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Governor Doug Burgum joins us. We're going to recap the State of the State address, get caught up on the unlimited promise and potential for the great state of North Dakota. Governor, thanks for the time. How are you?
Great, Scott, and great to be with you, and nice job yesterday on covering national news.
Yeah, that was something, I'll tell you. I still am having a hard time wrapping my mind around how this happens, but you know, it just seems bizarre that, you know, 300 members of Congress and then after the State of the State, and somehow a garbage truck ends up on a track with all this apparatus around them. But it's they're still sorting it all out, and thankfully you have everybody on board in, for the most part, in pretty good shape. I think four members of Congress are getting treated for minor injuries, but sadly the those in the garbage truck not faring as well. But you're right. Yeah, that was an interesting day. So give me your headline. I was just telling the listeners that you know, it's fun to think about the unlimited promise and potential that lie ahead for North Dakota. If you allow ourselves to, you know, just picture what that means, you can, you know, go a bunch of different directions. But from your perspective, what do you paint that canvas for me down the road of what that unlimited promise and potential looks like?
Well, I think we just start with everything for which we can be grateful for in North Dakota. And if you start with the soil, the minerals, the water, the clean air, the natural resources that we have here, the wildlife, what we've been able to accomplish in agriculture in the last 150 years. I mean, it's really incredible what our state has accomplished. And then you throw on top of that the context, the environment of a world that's rapidly transforming through technology, and that technology is available, you know, anywhere, anytime, any place. So we can tap into that technology just like anybody in any country in any corner of the world. And so that really levels the playing field of geography. And then you take the incredible people in North Dakota, and then, you know, the unlimited potential and a little promise really comes back to us as the citizens of North Dakota, is in, you know, do we have the leadership, the empowered local leadership, the citizens with the right access, the right kinds of education to take advantage of the amazing future that's ahead of us? And are we going to, and it's really in some ways about competition, because What's in front of us is available to anyone, and this is going to be a competition for workforce between states. And in North Dakota, we got to get our game on in K through 12 and higher ed and in the private sector. And if we do, we've got an incredibly bright future. And if we don't, there'll be other folks that take advantage of the opportunities, quicker or more nimbly than we do. So this is all up to us. That's exciting. And Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and I are incredibly optimistic about what we can accomplish together as a state.
Tom in West Fargo has a question for the governor. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, good morning, sir. This is probably an unpopular question, but I don't know if this is a legislature question. What can be done to raise the fines, the traffic fines in North Dakota? And no one wants to pay more, but to give it more of a bite. I live in West Fargo and drive all over West Fargo, Fargo, and there's no bite to the fines. What can be done about that?
Well, some of the fines on a local level are going to be, should be driven by local decision making. And I know there was an effort to by some cities to put a bite into them, and then the state came in and said some of those fines were too high. I think this is, gets back to a decision about local control, and I think that decision-making ought to be made at the local level, not at the state level for the fines that are inside of a city. At the state level, it's certainly something that we're going to be taking a look at as part of Vision Zero, which was launched by the North Dakota Highway Department. It's just so sad to think about the amount of people that we've lost in traffic accidents in our state. 91% of those accidents are related to human error. A very high percentage of those have impaired drivers, whether that's, people that are drugs or alcohol or texting. And I would say we turn a little bit of a blind eye to this, but if you take, just in the last 5 or 6 years, it's been over 100 people a year that have died, and then triple that for injuries. But just take the deaths. I mean, in my hometown, Arthur's got about 350 people, and we've basically wiped out two Arthurs in the last 6 years, and the kind of tragedy that people go through. So I think we have to be comprehensive about that. We've set a goal to have zero highway traffic deaths, be the first state in the nation to get to zero. That's going to take us time. It's going to take personal responsibility. It's going to be people saying, hey, it's going to be, friends don't let friends drive drunk kind of activity at the personal level. But it's also going to be, us dedicated. And we'll have some county that gets to zero deaths in a year. We'll have, some communities that get to zero in a week. We have days when we have none in North Dakota. Those are good days. But we just have to figure out a way to, piece together the set of programs and policies that allow us to, to achieve that. And I think it's a doable goal. And you just got to ask yourself if you said, people say, can you get to zero? And they say, no, it'll never happen. And then you say, well, what would be the right goal for your family? How many people in your family should die in a traffic accident? And I haven't heard anybody come up to me with an answer other than zero. So if, Brent and I care about every citizen in North Dakota and not about, where you live or how rural or how urban, and we have to figure out a way to do that. And I think with the new technology that's coming, autonomous vehicles is going to make a big difference. I mean, we kill over 40,000 people a year in America. Autonomous vehicles don't have to be perfect in their perfection. Someone might say, hey, there's some autonomous vehicle made a mistake and someone died. All we got to do is, kill less than 40,000 people a year, and it's going to be better than where we are right now. And I think with the combination of programs, education, personal responsibility is key, and new technology, some state sometime is going to get to zero, and might as well be North Dakota.
Tom, I think the goal is the same, right? Just try and get everybody safe. Appreciate the call very much. We did have a chance to catch up with the folks from the DOT and Department of Health and State Highway Patrol on the Vision Zero initiative. And, what came out of that was a very robust conversation with our listeners about the mandatory seatbelt. issue. And a majority of our listeners, and I would guess a majority of North Dakotans, still don't like the idea of a mandatory seatbelt law in North Dakota. They think educate, not legislate. What do you say to that?
Well, I totally understand how they feel, and I'm Brent and I are about, we're about innovation, not regulation, and that's where, some of the technology and autonomous vehicles come in. But, I've got a chance to spend a lot of time with the North Dakota's finest, North Dakota Highway Patrol, this last year, and, nothing more heartbreaking for them to see, someone go through an intersection with a no seat belt on, and then, a mile later they have a fatal accident because they're impaired driving and they had no way to stop them. And any state that's put that primary seat belt in law in has seen a reduction in fatals. And so there is data that would support it, which is why I'm not supporting it from an ideological standpoint. I'm supporting it from a data standpoint. But I think the thing people need to remember, we have rights and freedoms in our state. We have right to vote, right to free speech, right to whatever. Driving's not a right. Driving's a privilege. It's earned. It's earned by passing a test, and it's earned by, maintaining a record and maintaining all the requirements of that. So
more of our conversation with Governor. Sorry to interrupt. We've got a hard break here. Governor, hang tight. We'll continue on the other side of the break. Also talk workforce and property taxes and more. Stay tuned.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric. 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. That Mike 4-pack special now, that's a great deal. And again, this is the premium pillow, not the one you get in stores. Be careful. Sometimes you see a deal and go, oh, it sounds like a heck of a deal. It's cheaper than the one Scott talks about. But it's a standard pillow or the classic, they call it sometimes, not the premium pillow. What we sell is the best of the best from My Pillow, the one invented by Mike Lindell and the one that will put you in a position of REM sleep, which is the best kind of sleep you can get. So most important thing to your health is your sleep. Remember that. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, call 800-506-9028. 50% off the four-pack, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Comes with that 60-day money-back guarantee. More with the Governor Doug Burgum on What's On Your Mind. One more segment to go here. I want to talk a little bit about a couple of things you have raised, not only in the state of the state, but have talked about on the Main Street ND initiatives and your travels across the state as well. First one is workforce. You talk about a visual of a city the size of Jamestown. Right now is the same amount of jobs we have open in North Dakota. So we fill every job that's open in North Dakota. We have another city the size of Jamestown. That's a reason to do this. How do we do it? What is your vision for ultimately having North Dakota have best practices, if you will, and beat the other states who are all looking for people too?
Well, it really comes down to multi-pronged approach. The first thing is, I mean, we've got all these great jobs, but we have to attract the people here to want to live here. They want to live here. You want to get them to raise a family here. You want to get people to retire here, because we've got to be looking at workforce across all age groups. And so some of that comes back to, making sure that we're building vibrant, healthy communities. That's one of the legs of the Main Street Initiative. Another leg, which I'm sure we'll talk about here, is property taxes. You want to make this place an affordable place to live with smart infrastructure. And then what we're doing with the K-12 task force and our statewide higher education task force is we got to make sure that our education systems are helping the private sector, meet the needs of the graduates we have coming out of, out of high school, out of our two-year schools and out of our universities are, that they want to stay in North Dakota because they find it attractive and interesting and the communities here are a place they want to live in. And then they've got the right skills to fill those jobs. And so we're comprehensively, tackling this, and we take a look at education. I mean, as a state, when you throw in, tuition, federal match, and everything else, we'll spend almost $4 billion every 2 years on education. And if we're spending $4 billion on education and then don't have the right people to fill the jobs that the private sector is looking for, then, that means we got to, build stronger, private-public relationships so people understand our educational institutions are producing the students we need to help support the growth. So it's back to, making sure that we're creating, putting together an education system that prepares people for the 21st century, not for the last century.
In other words, it sounds to me like we got a lot, there's work to be done on the front end before we can sort of expect that this is not going to be an ongoing problem of vacancies.
Well, it is going to be, and part of it's demographics across. Part of what we're battling the rest of the country on is with the baby boomers retiring. You've got more people retiring in many of our key skilled professions than there are coming in on the other end. And healthcare is where it's most obvious. We've got over 1,000 nursing positions open in our state, and that affects every one of our small community critical access hospitals. It affects nursing homes. When Brent and I have been around, going around on the Main Street initiatives, which you've been there, you were there in person, you saw it. I mean, as soon as we say, how are things going at the local nursing home, the first thing they say is, we're short, we have a shortage and we're paying for traveling nurses. And we think the number might be $16 million statewide that people are paying for, out-of-state traveling nurses to come in here. And that's money that we should be spending on pouring those dollars into the pockets of North Dakotans, or we should be putting money into creating more capacity in our nursing programs so that we can, train the people up to serve. And some of that's, youth engagement. It's introducing people to healthcare careers as early as high school. We've got some high schools have got CNA programs. They're teaching kids in high school and getting them interested in careers. So there's lots of little things that we can do. We did put together a nursing shortage task force a year ago. 17 folks from across education, private industry, state government. Those guys have been digging in for a full year. They've got their task force next meeting on February 6th to assign ownership to the comprehensive set of action items to drive that forward. But yeah, we've got we got work to do, and these are like holes in a bucket that we got to plug, because it's just right. Lost opportunity.
Never enough time, but I do want to get to a couple things. We've got some text pouring in here, too. But give me your best minute on property taxes. You brought it up in the State of the State. I think it's the number one pain point for the people we talk to. That's the tax that hurts, and they see the increases, and they don't like it. Obviously, the state's tried to do things by buying down property taxes. Big picture, what do we need to do on the property tax issue in North Dakota?
Well, property taxes are driven by local decisions. They're driven by your park board, by your what your county decides to do, by what the city officials decide to do, and what the school board decides to do. And if people got property tax issues, they should be talking to those elected leaders, and some of that goes back to collaboration and design between those local entities. But the state, you talk to a legislator, what you could say to them is thank you, because you go back, pre-boom, and you take a look at raw dollars statewide, local school districts are contributing $100 million less than in 2010. The state is paying $570 million more. If you do it on a, per student basis, the locals used to pay 44% of the cost of an education. Now they're paying 22%. The state is picking up more than 75% of the cost of local education, and that's permanent property tax relief on a per student. Now, if the local school district has decided to go out and build new buildings and raise mill levies or bond issues to, for more buildings, then those are costs that were driven by local decisions. So those are, want to make sure everyone understands property taxes, local decisions, states picking up a higher and higher percentage, and has been great. And the state this last year also picked up $154 million more on K-12 on a per student, and $161 million on the county social services. And so the state is actually picked up more in the last 2 years of statewide cost than they dropped through the property tax buy-down. And the property tax buy-down when the federal government subsidized the state to do uneconomic things, the property tax buy-down thing was not working because some of those buy-downs weren't reaching the actual citizen because they were getting consumed at the local level. So it was like a, unsustainable subsidy. So this is the legislature's has done their part in a big, big way, and now it's up to the locals to make sure that they're designing their cities, their communities, and they're in a way where they can keep property taxes in line.
I'll just give you some quick feedback here from a couple of listeners. Asked the governor when they'll have a zero vision for abortions. Another said, we voluntarily wipe out many Arthurs a year at the local abortion mill. Thanks to the governor for his proclamation of Sanctity of Life Day. Please continue the fight to make North Dakota the first state with no abortions. And then somebody else said, the governor should run for Senator Heitkamp's Senate position because he would eventually be a good U.S. president. Go North Dakota. Thank you. So your 10-second reaction to all that.
Well, we just say... Brett and I are very focused on serving everybody in North Dakota, and we love the jobs we're doing right now, and we're going to keep focused on everything we can as governor. But
thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it so much. Good to talk to you.
Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, what'd you think of our chat with the governor? Can weigh in on that or anything else on your mind today? 258-0550 is our local telephone number. 701-258-0550. Toll free at 800-228-0550. I don't know how closely you're following the TikTok of the Senate race in North Dakota, but you heard one of the texters ask Governor Burgum, hey, why don't you run for that Senate position? And said he'd eventually be a good president. That's the first time I remember a listener mentioning the governor as a potential presidential candidate. And as you heard him say, hey, Brent and I and the lieutenant governor was with him. We're focused on our job right here and what we've got to do right now. And, you know, they have a lot going on. They were telling me during the break about the meeting yesterday. That government-to-government conversation, talking about greater understanding of the tribes, trying to strengthen the partnerships a little bit. I mean, the governor's been great at that kind of dialogue. But anyway, I'm not surprised at all that that he's mentioned as a presidential candidate. I expected it to come from sort of the people that watch this stuff for a living and say, you know, who's the governors out there that would make a potential good candidate? And, you know, when that starts happening, because that just is inevitable. And given that he is very unique as a governor and that he came out of the private sector and was as high up in Microsoft as he was, I honestly anticipated that at some point by the punditry. But it came from one of our listeners. But didn't sound to me like the governor was all that interested in moving up. But specific to the Senate race in that question, you know, we have another candidate in that race, and I guess Todd originally broke the story. Todd's just kind of the newsbreaker, newsmaker. You know, just a virtual Walter Cronkite right here in this program, giving you the hot scoops. But that day that I was gone, and Gary Emmons was sitting in for me, there was a story that broke during the show, and Todd asked Gary about it, and you know. Said that he was looking at it, in a sense, I guess, officially announced via a newspaper reporter, which is an interesting way to officially announce, but texting to former reporter John Hageman, I am in. So Bismarck entrepreneur and former state party chair Gary Emmett will be a candidate seeking the Republican nomination for the Senate and the honor and the right to take on Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who obviously will be the Democratic candidate by most accounts. Assuming that continues to track as it is now.
So you have Tom Campbell, Gary Hammond in that race. There has been talk of some others as well. I would say fairly lesser known, certainly folks on the statewide level. Are you paying attention? Does it something you're, you know, I always hesitate to spend a lot of time on this. I think, number one, a lot of our listeners are concerned about how Senator Heidi Heitkamp is using one of two U.S. Senate seats in North Dakota. So I think, certainly from our listener's standpoint, they want a change. They don't want her there. But I don't necessarily detect as much attention to, okay, now that Congressman Kevin Cramer said he's not in, you know, is it Tom Campbell, who's been a regular on our program, and Gary Ameth, who probably, you know, will be out there just as much? Do you care as much? I guess I'm asking you for a little guidance on how much attention you want paid to that race. And that race would be basically between now and the convention, which is in April in Grand Forks, and ultimately probably now in the primary in June on who replaces her. So you tell us. 258-0550, 800-228-0550. Your email is always welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd or I, Todd, at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Leah in Benedict, what's on your mind?
Hi there. Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, you're bringing up that zero lives DOT goal again. And, gosh, you know, there's, you know, it's a nice idea, but is it a good idea? Because we haven't heard anything yet what it's going to involve. What exactly, what kind of actions are they going to take? What kind of money are they going to spend? It's not that, you know, you can put a dollar amount on any life at all, but we don't have unlimited resources. And how ridiculous can you get? I mean, you have people who go out driving at 2 in the morning on rural roads and they die. So what are you going to do, put up roadblocks, check every driver that comes by? I mean, what exactly is involved to call it a good idea versus a new idea? And, you know, government can think of a lot of ways to protect us, to have ideal lives, but and to, you know, institute those ideas on us, but you know what? You know, how far do we want to allow government to go? And if you allow them to have total free reign to institute every good idea, you end up with socialism and very high taxes. So I think we need to hear what the ideas are exactly to try to get closer to that goal and weigh that out, because there's a lot of people in need in our state, the elderly and so forth, and the resources are not unlimited, and we have to be a little bit realistic before we all get on the bandwagon and say we want to go for this before we hear what their exact ideas are.
Yeah, and we did a little bit of that on the air to kind of run through what that meant, what the initiative would look like. The part that gets the most attention is the mandatory seatbelt law, and I'm with the governor because of the data on that, and because, again, I just had enough law enforcement people look me in the eye and say, look, when I come across a fatality, you know, what is the number, 60 or 70% of the fatalities that I do come across or that happen in the state, a seatbelt is not worn. So, you know, there's a way to get less of them that I think, is it giving up, you know, some freedom? Yeah, it is. But right now it's a secondary violation, meaning, Leah, if you're speeding and I pull you over and you don't have a seatbelt, you're going to get a ticket for the speeding and no seatbelt. And it goes to a mandatory violation, meaning, if I see you without a seatbelt, and that's not exactly an easy thing to do, right? It's like seeing somebody texting and driving. I mean, you don't really know usually till after the fact. But if you are spotted, it's just another encouragement to wear a seatbelt. I don't think that's socialism, right? I think that's just another, you know, another upgrade in a tool. Now, I also respect people who just think that's flat out wrong, but they don't like the law that exists now, and they don't like it when it gets a little stronger. I get that. I understand why. I totally do. But I think the data on something that is a privilege, not a right, driving is a privilege, that everybody has to, you know, follow, you know, get a license, get the test, go through a number of hoops, follow the laws, or you lose your license, right? That makes sense. So, but to your larger point, you announce initiative, you have a goal, you have an idea. okay, let's go through this line by line to see if it's a good idea, a good goal, a good initiative, something I can live with. I'm with you on that completely.
Okay, great, yeah. We have to retain freedom of choice in our society. Otherwise, it isn't a free society. So as far as the seatbelt law, I think that they're just going to really, really push that. So anybody who's against it really, really needs to push back just as hard. Otherwise, it will be overran by those who are already lining up to push for that. We don't want helmet laws on our motorcycles as well. Are they going to go for that next? There's a lot of good ideas out there, and we really got to hold the line on individual choice and freedom.
All good suggestions, Lee. I appreciate your call very much. Let's go to Colm. Tim, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 258-0550. Take it away.
Good morning. I'm glad that Mr. Emineth is planning to enter the race for the Republican endorsement, and the reason why is more competition makes the winner a better candidate against Senator Heitkamp. Look at the example with Mr. Trump. If he wouldn't have had 15, 16 other guys against him, would he have been as good in the final against Hillary as he was without that competition? The other thing is, with the competition, these candidates, I called in a couple of weeks ago for Mr. Campbell and said, you got to come to the little towns and talk to us. Otherwise, they don't come. They just stay in Bismarck or Fargo, and they forget about us. We're the flyover country here. We are, when it comes to state politics on that level. And they'll come to the endorsing, they'll come to the district conventions now and talk to us. So we get to know who they are. I don't know if Campbell's the better candidate. I don't know if Emineth is the better candidate. But if they come and talk to us, then we'll know.
All good advice, Tim. There's no doubt about that, and I couldn't agree with you anymore on competition. I think that's the conservative value principle anyway, right? I mean, you want to allow competition. You want to go. You don't do these things in smoke-filled rooms. So, could not agree with you anymore. I think, and I think honestly, Heidi Heitkamp is out of the playbook. I mean, anybody that can have a voting record that is so at odds with the majority of North Dakotans, what I hear from our listeners day after day after day, what I see play out in every community, okay, it's not hard to spot how North Dakotans live their lives. And she votes very, very, very adverse to that, okay, yet is politically, formidable. That tells you she's one heck of a good candidate and politician. And can pull it off. And, of course, Byron Dorgan was. Ken Conrad was as well. These guys were, I'm going to say this not from a legal standpoint, fraudulent in how they, would vote one way and then come back as, oh, shucks, I'm with you, I'm fighting, complete disconnect from the actual beliefs and viewpoints of North Dakotans in how they vote. But they pull it off because they're so darn good politically, good in a negative. Negative kind of way,
They're smooth. They tell us what we think we want to hear, and then they go to Washington, and we don't know what's going on there. Until now, with the better media that we have, because there's alternative media sources. I mean, how would we have known if, you watch C-SPAN and you saw Heidi do the high five? That's how we find these things out of what they're really doing there. They don't represent our values, our beliefs here in this state.
Can you believe she's yucking it up, high fiving with Chuck Schumer after voting on the pain capable abortion bill? I mean that level of crassness to be on the floor of the United States Senate. And by the way, I'm so glad this has gone viral, and the pro life community nationwide is aware of this now. I mean, this is I get a different email every day from a different group saying, have you seen this? Say, yeah, I saw it with my own eyes. I can't even believe it. Tim, appreciate the call. Karen in Fargo, give me your best few seconds here, and we'll continue on the other side of the break. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello. Yes, I was interested in this Gary Somebody who is also...
All right, this Gary Somebody. We'll talk about Gary Somebody when we come back. Then Jeff in Western North Dakota, Chris in Bismarck. This is What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
FlagpoleGuy.com is a resource to show your patriotism, to stand up for freedom, to let folks know. And I love it just to be able to remind me every day, no matter what the day has in store. I live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and there's people like Jim the Flagpole Guy out there day in and day out toiling to make sure we celebrate freedom and liberty. Jim's on the line right now. And Jim is...
Good morning, Scott.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm going to a doctor's appointment to get a good prognosis, I hope, on my shoulders. Thank God for our medical system. Hey, today's Light on Liberty. I picked the Progressive, the first one, Theodore Roosevelt. I'm not sure if he really understood how far the rabbit trails would go on progressivism, but, you know, he was a great American, in my view. He believed in self-responsibility. He has a lot of great quotes about pulling your own weight. And how about this one? This is fitting for our time. Every immigrant who comes here should be required within 5 years to learn English or leave the country. I don't think that's too much to ask. And amongst other of his other quotes were, you know, of course, we know, speak softly, carry a big stick, to announce that there must be no criticism of the president is morally treasonable to the American public. You know, it's all about self-responsibility and owning yourself, and that's what our country's built on. Self-responsible citizens, growing prosperity, and I'm just glad to be here, Scott. Thank you very much.
North Dakota has one heck of a patriot in Jim the Flagpole Guy. ndflagpoleguy.com, our Light of Liberty series, a chance to talk a little bit about liberty. Putting up a flag, a flagpole, it's a way to show you stand for liberty. And making America great starts with you. Call them at 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Take care, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Same to you. Karen in Fargo. So this Gary guy that you're asking about is Gary Amoneth. He is a former North Dakota Republican Party chairman. He's a serial entrepreneur and is someone I know and consider a friend. He's a guest host on the program. He has announced to the media that he is a candidate for the Republican nomination. So he would, along with Tom Campbell, be announcing that. Somebody just sent a note here and said, I never hear about Rick Berg. What about Rick Berg? Rick Berg said that he was not going to be a candidate for that race. So
Please tell me some more details about this Gary person.
What else do you want to know?
What town is he from?
Well, he lives right now in Lincoln. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not sure he's in Lincoln anymore. I think he might have sold his place in Lincoln, and so I think he's in Bismarck. Mainly, he's been mostly in Bismarck, but he's from Washburn. You know, his dad was in the grocery business, and he had the grocery business from his dad many years ago. Serial entrepreneur, just a person that's done a million different things. Most recently worked for a Green Chili Burrito Company, and is no longer there. Has a wonderful wife, Dionne. She is a very deep thinker and poet, and just a wonderful person. She is battling Parkinson's disease right now, and Gary is. You know, done a marvelous job of caring for her, and I think it's one of the reasons that he stepped down from the Green Chili thing, and she has encouraged him to run for this race and leave a mark, if you will. So,
I'm sorry to ask this question, but where in North Dakota is Washburn?
Be north of Bismarck.
Halfway between north of Bismarck and Minot.
Yeah, essentially. Between Bismarck and Minot on 83.
What is Gary's education then?
You know, I don't know where he went to school. Honestly, I don't know that. But I think he would tell you that his most important school is probably again being a serial entrepreneur, just being in the business world.
What category? What type of business?
Everything. I mean, like I say, he grew up in the grocery business, but he was helped us buy KTGO Radio years ago. I was as I say, a former business partner of mine, and burritos most recently, but he did the event center in Bismarck. I mean, he's done literally about everything. I mean, he jokes that he's a serial entrepreneur, just going from one thing to the next, and that's what entrepreneurs do. That's how their brain works.
So do you know what he would like the country to do differently?
Well, I think Gary's probably, if you were to look at the Republican Party spectrum, you'd say he goes a little more to the libertarian side, right? But certainly a solid conservative. His credentials as a Republican Party chairman, as someone that was part of the whole Tea Party movement, give us every indication that he is a conservative. His record proves that out. So,
yeah, I was just wondering if there's any area you would like the country to move differently in.
I bet there's several. I think probably the best thing to do to invite Gary to come on. We have a couple of times, and it's not worked out schedule-wise for him. And I think that's partly over this clunkiness of am I a candidate or am I not? Now he is.
and plans to, I guess, announce that he's announced, but he's going to announce formally, I guess, in the coming days. So you'll be hearing him here, and you can ask all those questions, Kieran, okay? I'm going to go to Jeff in Western North Dakota real quick before our break. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I just want to let you know I got up this morning to look at my paycheck. You know, I get paid 1st and 15th of every month. I had $80 extra on this check. You know, all said and done, that'll be around $2,000 a year. And those aren't crumbs for my wife and I. I just want to remind people that Heidi did not vote for the tax program. So, God bless America.
You're the first call, and I've got a text with some similar news on this, and that is fantastic. That is fantastic news, and that's why this is going to be a great 2018 in my view. Thanks, Jeff. Spend it wisely.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Otter Tail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.